Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
Caroline Belvin, longtime professor at Sam Houston State Teachers College. This is Cheryl Spencer, library associate at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Born to Caroline Wharton Mitchell and Reverend Robert H. Belvin, June 23, 1859, Caroline grew up in San Antonio, Texas. Her father was a minister of the Methodist Episcopal Church of the South. Caroline received her early education in private schools in San Antonio. She later attended Cornell Institute in San Marcos, where her father served as president of the institute. She entered Sam Houston Normal Institute in 1881. She returned to teach at the Cornell Institute until 1903, when she accepted a position at Sam Houston as teacher in primary and interpretive reading. She spent her summer studying in New York, Chicago, and Europe. She traveled extensively. In 1917, she was appointed Dean of Women at Sam Houston, a position she held until her retirement in 1929. She was described as one who inspired the confidence and loyalty of the students, the admiration and respect of her colleagues and the faculty, and of all who came to know her. She was, for the young women under her care, a model in both deportment and appearance, queenly in bearing, but never unapproachable. She was a member of the Methodist Episcopal Church and many professional educational organizations. Caroline's mother, Caroline Wharton Mitchell, was the daughter of a Kentucky immigrant who in 1822 came to Texas as a member of Austin's first 300 colonists. Caroline retired to San Marcos to be with her sister, Mrs. John E. Pritchett. She died on Saturday, January 15, 1949, and is buried in San Marcos. Caroline Belvin Hall on 17th Street was built in 1936 and was named in honor of Miss Belvin. The dormitory for girls was constructed by a loan and grant from Works Progress Administration. A portrait of Miss Belvin was hung in the parlor of Belvin Hall.
Originally published in the Huntsville Item, reproduced here with the permission of the publisher.